Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna find another way. This love is good enough to say, hold on. It's not too late. We're gonna have to celebrate what we've been through. What we've been through. I know we have problems sometimes, but I just can't let go. I'd be fooled. Without you, my heart would be broken. So I hold on.
Just listening to Hold On To You by Darius Wilrich out of Seattle, Washington. I want to welcome you to the Mosaic Show with Flava in L.A. This is our first night in coming to you live on a Wednesday. You know, generally we do our show on Sundays at 11 a.m., so this is a switch-up, but L.A. and I made the decision that we needed to add on another night because we are getting so many tracks sent to the Mosaic Show that we just don't have enough time to play them all on Sundays. So just sit back and relax. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Feel free to call in and, you know, share your thoughts, share any info about, you know, what's going on with you. You got a book to sell, a CD to sell. You want to say happy holidays, whatever. We welcome you to call in to share this time with L.A. and I. L.A., are you there?
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, party people? Shake a leg, shake a tail feather. What's popping? I just want to say thanks to everybody who's been hitting those archives. I want to thank you. Keep doing that. Keep showing that support for the Mosaic Show. Like I said, we just trying to build. We just trying to have that platform for you, the artist, to show your art. So I think, Flavor, you have a caller, the 215?
Well, actually, the 215 is my friend Travis out of Philadelphia.
Okay.
He's listening because he's not able to get on his computer right now. So,
okay.
Travis,
what's up, Travis? What's popping? Yeah. Well, man, how your day went today, Flavor? Man.
It was actually pretty good. Could you tell I woke up with some good energy?
Man.
With all my
messages
I sent you?
Oh, man, I couldn't even get to those. My day was bananas.
Was it? Okay.
Like a chicken with his head cut off and one leg, too.
For those of you that don't know, L.A. is a dental surgical assistant, so, you know, he has his hands in, you know, people's mouths.
I get it in. So, you see, I ain't just, you know, I have a little brain on my head, too, so I ain't all talk, you know what I'm saying? I have, you know. But, yeah, I just want to thank everybody. So, Flavor, what are we getting into tonight?
Let me just say hey to Sin in the chat room, Miss Soul Poetry, hanging out with us from Winnipeg, Canada. So, Sin, I appreciate you. I know that it's very late. I know you're tired. So,
thanks,
Mama, we appreciate
in.
You being here with us on our first Wednesday night. I think that we'll just go into playing some tracks, and then I'll announce some of the shows that are taking place.
Okay. I can dig it.
So do you want to pick something to play, or do you want me to?
Right now, I had that feeling of my man LaRue and winning that getting that reading lottery ticket. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling a little Mr. International. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is LaRue coming from the 206 Seattle, Washington with Mr. International.
Wanna wake up tomorrow and win the lottery. Call my job and tell them I quit. I'm on a salary. Book a ticket 2 days away and tell my family you probably won't see me for a while. I'm traveling. Give away my car. Donate all my clothes and shoes straight to the mall. Everything I touch is new. Call my landlord and tell him that I'm moving and I ain't keeping none of the furniture. I'm through with it. To my ex-girlfriends, could've bought you a Benz, but you couldn't get over what happened. Then. So don't bother to call, cause I'm leaving tomorrow. If you come to Bahrain, we can meet in the fall. For now, it was real nice to kick it, but I leave in 2 hours according to the ticket. One way to paradise, first class, the air is nice. Gotta get away, I depart at 9:39.
You take care, and I'll see what I see.
off the plane and went straight to a boat cruise. Got a little lost, had to ask one of the locals, which way's the dock? Hey, look, you're real, real close to it. Follow this road,
okay,
till it ends, you'll see the ocean.
Okay,
7 day getaway, trip to the Caribbean. Met a cute girl on the boat with her women friends. First name Gabrielle, last name Union. Asked if I recognized her from any movie. So, Mr. LaRue, what you do for a living? I just hit the lotto for 900 million. Received a percentage, chose to get the lump sum. 500,000 should be good till the month's done. Louis, I don't want none, but I'll try the caviar. Is that Denzel I see standing there at the bar? This is amazing. No, this is fabulous. Inhale the fresh air, sunshine. I'm in love. Can't believe it's only been 1 week. I guess when you're rich, you don't need no sleep. Surrounded by diamonds and pearls, hella exotic girls. Two blinks and I'm halfway around the world. Flew over mountaintops, explored the ocean view, enjoyed the scenery, indulged in foreign food. Now I'm a foreign fool. Yeah, I was on the news at work like F you, you and you. Why the attitude? It's what he stuttered. My bank account looks like a social security number. I could buy a Jag or I could buy a Hummer. I plan on hitting Amsterdam sometime this summer. Damn, my life is grand. Hell, I'm the man. I think my next destination's gonna be Japan. I never been there. I heard it's real nice. I wonder if this is a dream or the real life.
That was LaRue, ladies and gentlemen, with Mr. International. I needed that flavor because after the day I had today,
I'm sorry.
I needed a release. I needed a release flavor.
You want to be
that
international, huh?
Oh, man. Sookie. Now, let me tell you. But you go ahead. I'm going to let you go ahead on it and, you know, do your thing. And, you know, you could go up next and on your tracks or whatnot.
Okay. And just to let you know, the switchboard part disappeared off of my screen, but the music
really?
Board still, yeah. I have no idea where it went to, but if you can see it.
Yep.
I'll go ahead and just play a couple more tracks, and then I'll read the list of the events that I was going to read.
Okay.
So let's see. How about Shorty on the Lookout by Little Brother out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Okay, maybe you're going to have to play it. You can pick a song because it's not working on my side.
It's not going to work. I feel your Blog Talk is throwing whammies tonight.
It's throwing whammies on me on my side.
Blog Talk is throwing whammies tonight. Okay. Okay, well, I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. We're gonna play Shorty on the Lookout a little later, but we're gonna go into Gunwise by the Silent Lambs Project out of Seattle, Washington.
The microphone is power in a different sense, but ultimately it can be equally as devastating and have as much impact as a gun if used properly.
Mm.
The microphone is power in a different sense.
My mind, perception,
body, soul, rapper intellect.
Rapper intellect.
Microphone is power in a different sense.
Yeah.
Rapper intellect.
Check the story. You gotta open your mind, your intellect. Yeah.
Rapper intellect.
Stories unfold like papyrus and Osiris with the rhyme for each timeline. Yo, it's dated like AD or BC, full of philosophy and technology with 144 revived reversions. Each excursion should be sought out as religious conflicts. What's the true crucifix? Point to the sun. I console see red rum. Ten moves will sweat like in an hourglass. Days pass, slipped by the sun's glass and sent down the river. Yo, death from suffocation and boxes made of slivers. But return like immaculate delivers. Yo, what time is it? Yo, it's endless like stainless and wire. Each higher phase like four kisses to the grave. The noteworthy move on like the clergy and revolutionary. Yo, we study the tactics. What time is it? Man laid, then man made. Man made, then man's trades. Understand man, then understand time. So every clockwise remark embarks on Noah's Ark. But my time, yo, it's spitting the art, yo. Rap for intellect. Rap for intellect. On the stand, taking a stand, black man with left hand tight. With image trying to bust out my left arm. Two cops next to the door, what's in the law? Tensing high, yo, get my alibi tight. Mine's right, dry palms, read psalms from the book, focus look at the judge. Don't budge, it's like a dog in the fear. But now I'm here, yo, who's the first witness? Out here telling my business, it's all the truth. Never let them too close to the roof. Back bent, eye drenched, get signed for my lifeline. Yo, my life's in hands, a corrupt and criminal man. Co-conspirator, got bigger, yo, my niggas in it with me. Fuck the penalty, smile at the prosecutor, what's the charges? How fraudulent I bar this, approach the bench.
Silent Lamb Project, one of the true conscious, my brothers, Jace E. Cage on the vocals, one love. Flavor, you back up?
I am back up.
Okay.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Blog talk, don't be throwing no whammies tonight.
I don't know if it's necessarily blog talk. It could just be my computer because, you know, I was having issues yesterday and then it was running slow today. So it may
Flavor.
Not be blog talk. Yes.
Flavor.
Yeah.
I have to big you up on that udon soup. Woo!
Yeah.
I was off the Yelzabobs.
Yeah.
It was off the Yelzabobs, I'm telling you.
You
made
my day, huh?
It was cracking. I ain't gonna front.
I told you Mama could cook.
Yes. You did say that.
Dwayne was complaining today about not wanting to eat some leftovers. I said, you know, I said, if you were in Seattle, would you eat my leftovers? He's like, I don't know. I've never tasted your food. I said, well, ask L.A. He said, I don't want to ask L.A. I want to taste your food myself.
I'm a leftover legend. You heard me? I'm a leftover legend. I eat me some leftovers. Please believe I'm a leftover legend. Most deaf. Because that's the leftover. That's sometimes, that's when you get, you know what I'm saying? You get to, that's when the seasoning just getting in there. You know,
right.
about a day or two. Come
right.
on now. Some of your best red beans about 2-3 days old. Come on now. Man.
I should have fed you the red beans then, huh, the other day. But anyway.
Show you. What?
The udon was probably the better choice.
Hey, I ain't going to. Hey, can't go wrong with you, Flay. Can't go wrong with you. You know what I'm saying?
I know this is probably not like people's favorite, but I made split pea soup with the ham bone today for Peter and my family because they like split pea soup with the ham bone. And then, you know, but Michael, he doesn't like split pea soup, you know, so I made Michael fried rice. So anyway, I was a good mom. I made two different meals today, you know, to satisfy all my children. But
do it, baby, do it.
What can I say? I'm just that mama. I try to tell you I'm a mama. So, Travis, when you come to Seattle, mama will cook for you too, okay? Anyway, I'm going to, I know I want to list off all of these events, but I want to get some.
Hey, go on,
music.
Plug it. Go on, plug it. Go
oh,
on, plug
okay.
It.
Should I go ahead?
It.
Okay.
Go
so,
plug it.
For those of you that don't know, we have up and running website. We are working on it. Should have it tweaked and perfected and looking sharp, you know, come 2010. But you can go in. It's a functional website, which is www.flavanews.com. And we have a section that's called the Flava News Calendar, and we're starting to get some events to post on that page. The nice thing about this particular site is I'm able to send out particular pages directly from that site. So look at that. Travis is sending me a text. Oh, you'll eat my split pea soup, Travis? Okay, Mama. Uh-oh. Split pea soup when you
That's
can.
What's okay. up.
Anyway, so we've got
fried cabbage too.
Huh?
Fried cabbage good too, Travis.
Yeah.
Please believe.
He likes my roast too, Travis, and my chicken. So yeah, I can cook. L.A. knows now. He might have questioned it in the beginning, but he knows now that I can cook. Anyway, back to our website. We have this wonderful page that we can send out. And people, if you're interested in having us post your events or information, get with us. And we can make arrangements to do that. So there's a common denominator in these five events that I'm going to list, and we'll see if you can figure it out. The first one is going to be December 3rd. It's going to be take place at Wade's Haitian's Cuisine, which is right here in Seattle off of Jefferson. The event is called Webbed, and it's featuring an amazing, amazing spoken word artist that goes by Peace. And then, also at that particular event, Yidam Sek is going to be performing along with Jugahill. You know, I'm sorry, I can't, you know, the writing's on there. It's kind of small, so anyway. But Yidam will be at that event. The next one is Sunday, December 6th. This is Del, the funky Homo sapien. And also Yidam will be performing that particular event. It's taking place at Nemo's. And then I'm scrolling down. The next event is going to be December 17th in Olympia at the Royal Lounge. And Black Aries will be performing at that event along with Black Stax. This particular event is called the Hands Down Tour. And Black Stax is the main feature, and Black Aries, who is also Yidam Sek and LaRue.
Yidam better have some lodgings.
Huh.
Better get him some lodgings and some tea. Some lemon.
So then the next day, December 18th, we've got an event taking place called the Winter Classic. This is being put on by Big World Breaks, One Family Inc., The Town Entertainment, Obese,
Boss Lady.
City, huh?
I was saying and, Boss Lady Jazz.
Okay, and Sport and Life. And at this particular event's taking place at the Nectar Lounge, December 18th, And guess who else is going to be at this event?
Let me guess. Yidam Sek.
Yidam Sek and LaRue,
wow.
The Black Aries, are going to be at this event.
Well, Yidam better have some lodging.
Okay,
man.
So then we go into the next day. So we go into another day. And this event is going to be Saturday, December 19th. It's going to be at the Chop Suey. Main feature is D Black. And also at this event is Yidam Sek. So,
well, Yidam Sek is hustling. Yidam Sek is getting it in, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, he
take
is.
Note. Getting
yes,
it in.
Is.
Big
yes.
up, Yiddy Yiddy. I see you, son.
So I think with that said, L.A., I think you need to play a piece by either Black Aries or Yidam Sek.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Yidam Sek for the people.
Just to rock the spot. Keep it real if you not, you not. That's what probably got you shot. Keep it me, no, I'm not Tupac. Hollywood niggas drop the prop. Step away from the plate, I'ma out you, dog. Swag cool, so I'm not too hot. Big pimpin', I'm without two bras. Press play, diddy niggas put they shit on par. Plead the fifth out, I'm broke too long. Try to jump me out, I'm broke too jaw. Taking back what once was ours. Push a nigga if he starts to stall. Catch a nigga if he starts to fall. John Q, call me Archibald. Most ain't got the heart for this art at all. No sweet flame to the weed spark is raw. I done lost the love, unlike my lady who got lots of love. Mood, feeling blue like them hospital scrubs. I'm fully fed up with these hostile thugs. Head turn, bringing beats to the club. Look at them geeking, catching heat from the fuzz. Somebody bleeding their blood. They getting touched and I ain't talking about hugs. Three in a square and I ain't rocking no gloves. What's the what it do? Get these steadily feet in your buzz. I got you nodding like your veins pump fuzz. What? What I rep to death. Move right or you might get left. Bring the funk if you act too fresh. Show me love, I want more, no less. Burn shit up like my name's Koresh. I done paid my debts, gambled my nets, taking all side bets. Over my Sunday stage like tea so fresh. Wonder why I haven't eaten yet. Once humbled, now the beast is back. To the side where the beast is packed. See your target and it's moving, I'ma squeeze at that. Niggas think that I'm an easy jack. Take it easy, Jack. Lubing up the airwaves with a greasy pack. To life hope the game leads me back. I never left with an F to that. Come and kick it, twist it, OP stack. Put them OEs back. I spend my monies on some good cognac. Bottles tipping till I get towed back. From the ghetto to your suburb, cul-de-sac. On trial where my codeine's at. My reputation shall remain intact. Far from a game, though it's time I rack. Like a soldier overseas in strap. Time to take the swamp back. Out the hands of these roaches and rats. Once they hear the spit, they're quoting it back. Yeah.
Yeah, that was Yidam Sek with For the Peoples off of his debut album, Hear Me Out. You want to check out Yidam Sek, you can go on Google that. That's YIRIMSECK, Yidam Sek, and you'll get a collage of live performances and probably some videos, commercials, whatever, because Yidam is really getting it in. Flav, I was over, I bumped into him yesterday as I was headed back home.
Okay.
Him and the old teenage just was chilling and whatnot. So, yeah, the big homie, you know, said all about family and very humble individual.
Yes, he is. I talked to him today. He had took Kine to the park, and she was just showing out. You could hear her screaming in the background.
Akita is a handful, boy. I'm telling you.
She's something else,
but
she's adorable.
Sweet little baby. Yeah.
I'm going to play a piece by Tiffany Wilson. I know that Jazzy's usually in the chat room, but I thought she's not able to tonight. She could listen to the archives because I sent an email to Tiffany since Jazzy was asking about whether she had a CD or not, and she sent me back the information. So okay. I'm going to play her piece, which is called Happy, and this is Tiffany Wilson, also out of Seattle, Washington.
You get home from work, put your bag down on the floor, follow the rose petals to heaven's store, my pearly gates are open wide, and all that's awaiting you is a good time. I like it when you kiss my lips, touch my face with your fingers.
That was Happy by Tiffany Wilson out of Seattle, Washington. Her CD is called Music Therapy, and she says it's available at iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon, eMusic, and Napster. So again, Tiffany Wilson out of Seattle, Washington. I have to tell you, LA, I'm so proud of being from the Pacific Northwest because we've got some amazing talent out here.
I told them it's more up here than Starbucks and Microsoft. I'm telling you, I'm getting it in. I'm telling you, more than Starbucks and Microsoft. And both of them ain't doing work about nothing anyway. So y'all need to get on this art. You know what I'm saying? Please believe.
So just to put a bug in everybody's ear, you know, we're getting ready to leave 2009 in just a few weeks. I can't believe it. You know, but LA and I have been working real hard in putting a strong program and plan into place and creating a quality product through Flavor News.
In a short amount of time, I may add.
But I have to say that I'm very blessed, you know, to have him on board with me. And, you know, for him to have come along and embraced my vision, but also just, you know, brought much more to Flavor News than what I could have anticipated doing on my own. So I appreciate you, LA, for that.
Hey, Flav. The LA means something. Now that Louisiana, you know, I'm gonna bring my own condiments, my own spices. I'm gonna just add to the pot. You dig? That's all I'm gonna do.
But just, you know, I just want to put it out there to everybody. Watch out for what we're doing in 2010. You know, I think that I'm pretty proud in going out of 2009. And, you know, I've had people in my corner like Spike Spielberg and Soul City Radio and Travis Fox out there in D.C. and Sin up there in Canada and stuff. I'm very, very blessed. But, you know, going into 2010, we're going to be involved in some, you know, live showcases. You know, we'll expand our online show, you know, getting involved with some artist services. I have to give a big shout out to the artists that have gotten involved in sending product, some of their own personal product books and CDs to Seattle for me to put into these gift baskets that I'm giving my kids at work. I just feel very, very blessed. And it's just amazing, you know, the interest that a variety of artists have in getting involved in this little six, you know, holiday basket project that I have going on. But I'm just so excited. I know that I have had some days where I'm just kind of low energy and this and that, but I feel good about going into 2010. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. Everybody should be. New energy. You know what I'm saying? 2009 been hard for all of us. I don't think nobody could say they had a good 2009. If they did, well, they, you know, I don't know what they've been doing.
I wouldn't say that 2009 was necessarily a bad year. I would say that it was a year of growth, you know, and working through some challenges and just, you know, being able to recognize there are certain things, that, you know, certain things and certain people need to be kicked to the curb. That's just real.
No, I say like this here, Flay. I say like this. 2009 was the year, that was the year to observe.
Yeah.
It was the year to sit back, don't do nothing, just sit back and observe, see how things falling. Now 2010, it's time to execute now.
Definitely.
The whole year to, you know, say, put the blueprint, the game plan or whatever, you know, map it out. Now 2010, it's time to go and, you know, put the pieces together now. Well, that's how it's going to be over here. At the Mosaic Show, flavornews.com. That's the new site. So make sure y'all bookmark that. Don't just put that on a piece of paper, on a napkin. Go on, bookmark that. Just like y'all bookmark Facebook and all that other foolishness, you need to bookmark flavornews.com. And Flavor, hit them with the email so we could, you know, you could send those tracks in or whatever, you know, spoken word artists, books.
So if you're interested in having your tracks heard on the Mosaic Show, or if you're also interested in being a featured guest, send your MP3 tracks or your artist bio, you know, media kits to the Mosaic Show 206@gmail.com. And LA and I both check that email frequently. I'll be honest with you, not all tracks have made it to the Mosaic Show. So, you know, we are looking at quality, you know, we're looking at, you know, appropriate language or topics too. So just, you know that just because you send your track doesn't necessarily mean you make the cut, but you know, there's very, very few that's not making the cut.
Well, we thank you
yes,
anyway.
Yes, of course we thank you for your interest in wanting to be heard on this show. The show is not just about, you know, musical talents or spoken word artists. This is about providing a platform for all types of art forms and artists to be, you know, featured. I'm involved with visual artists to, you know, Spike Spielberg out there in Charlotte, North Carolina, who's an amazing filmmaker, you know, to poets, to writers. Right now, the two books that I'm reading for review are Dream Reachers by Chase Vaughn and Betty Dravis. And also I received a book in the mail from a local author, radio personality. It's called I Can't Live Without My Radio. I'm loving the book already. And she's got some cute little graphics in it, and the author's name is LaDessa. So, I mean, it's just, you know, you'll hear about a variety of artists and art forms, not only from here in the Pacific Northwest where L.A. and I are located, but from across the United States to into Canada where Sin is, to, you know, over into London where Swain is, you know, Africa and all of that. So, you know, just stay tuned. You know, this is our first month. We just finished in doing the Mosaic Show. It went over well. We appreciate, you know, the outpouring response and, you know, support that we've received thus far. So, you know, just help us spread the word as we create different platforms to help spread the word about you. You know, let's build a win-win going into 2010. And with that said, I think I'm going to play a spoken word piece by a dear friend of mine out in New York. His name is Wisdom Supreme, and let me find one of his pieces to play. This piece is called World Without Poetry, Wisdom Supreme out of Bronx, New York.
BX.
What is a world without poetry? Without rhythm or rhyme being sung? Without hip-hop soul? Or our history being told through our scribes' prophetic use of their tongue? What is a world without music and poetry? No last poets, no Langston Hughes, no Nina Simone, or Beans microphone, or the rhythm for singing the blues. What is a world without poetry? Poetical prescriptions can heal, medical conditions that kill. Because for some, poetry is therapeutic. Whether singing and dancing, or screaming and chanting, it's the words that bring life to our music. What is a world without poetry? Music without its heartbeat. Hip-hop without its drumbeat. Rakim without its melody. And our nation without an identity. Whenever the world looks down on our existence, the power of the pen is our remedy. Because intelligence heard through the pronouns and verbs of a poet's words can defeat any enemy. What is a world without poetry? Silence in the face of injustice. Fear in the presence of evil. Because no one has the heart to resist but just us. What is a world without poetry? Closed minds and blind eyes that can't see. Because a world without poetry is lifeless. And I pray that's a place I'll never be. I love you, poetry. Peace.
That was A World Without Poetry by Wisdom Supreme out of Bronx, New York. He just finished performing last weekend at the Ashford & Simpson Sugar Bar. So he's out there in New York doing it big, you know, getting around to all kinds of spots and being heard. On top of the fact that he has his own Blog Talk radio show, he's been doing it for over a year. But this Saturday, I believe it's 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, he's going to be doing a show on the art of flirting. So he not only does, you know, open mic type pieces or you know, featuring like hip hop artists and stuff. He also has like a relationship series and this and that. So that's what's taking place on Saturday.
Feel a little Felicia Lau coming on.
Okay. I think you should play a little Felicia Lau.
Felicia. Ladies and gentlemen, this next track that we're about to play is called I Love My Life, a group Black Stacks. Flavor mentioned them earlier. They have a show coming up December 17th, right, Flavor? In
yes,
Olympia?
The 17th, down in Olympia.
Okay. Well, yeah, this is they'll be dropping their LP, I believe, sometime in early 2010. So without further ado, this is I Love My Life by Black Stacks, featuring Felicia Lau.
Thank you. would change a thing. Cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing. Cause that would change everything.
You go, ladies and gentlemen. That was I Love My Life, Black Stacks with Felicia Lyles, blowing like she blow all the time. I'm telling you, seeing a live flavor, I'm telling you, that woman hit your spinal cord.
I can't wait to see her live. I'm hoping, I don't know why all these events have to take place when I'm at work. I think we're going to have a talk with some of these artists and see if they can perform on the weekends I don't work, because I think there's a conspiracy against me or something.
Good food right there. That's some good food right there. That's gonna be the song for 2010, I'm telling you. I'm already pumping that for 2010, I'm telling you. So when everybody else, when it start blowing up real big, you heard it here first on the Mosaic Show. Right, Flavor?
That's right. Fleece heard it last weekend, on Sunday, and she, I think Fleece was feeling it on Sunday, so I'm glad that she played it again today. And again, Black Stacks is going to be at the Royal Lounge in Olympia on Thursday, December 17th. Maybe I can make it to that one, because I don't have to go to work till Friday, so maybe I can go to the one on the 17th. And also, Black Stacks performed out on the East Coast earlier in the month.
Mm-hmm.
They were in Boston and they were also in Brooklyn.
Yep.
So, yeah, pretty proud that our people out here are stepping up and doing it.
Yeah, we trying to do something else. We ain't gonna uncover, let that cat out of the bag right now. But we have some big things we trying to do. Flavor and myself, we trying to make it jig, trying to make it do what it do. With a little connect or whatnot, right? Ain't that right, Flavor?
That's right.
We trying to do it. We not playing
right
over here. I'm telling you, we not selling no wolf tickets. We not selling no trick bags. We not selling none of that artificial flavors or preservatives or none of that. We cooking. We cutting up ingredients, onions and all that. We in the kitchen. We cooking, lady. There ain't no instant stuff here. No instant stuff. We Flavor and myself, we cook. We both cook, so we believe building from the ground up, block by block. If it takes a long time, so be it. Long as it get done right, measure twice, cut once. That's how we get it in over here.
But I want to give a shout out again to the people in the chat room. I so appreciate, all the love and support, and for all of you coming through. You know, to stand up in Winnipeg.
That's what's up on a Wednesday too.
We got Delicious in the house, so I think Delicious needs to put in the chat when her show is on, because she's got a blog talk show on top of the fact that she's an author. And then Fleece is in the house. She's an amazing spoken word
chat
artist.
Room is,
so we're going to get some of Fleece's. See, look at that. He's talking over me. But anyway, we're going to get some of Fleece's pieces so that you can hear her. But she's one of the artists that was the first to send me the wonderful, wonderful donations to put into my kids' holiday basket. So thank you so much for everything, Fleece. And so I think that, oh, looky there, my nephew. I'm going to try to get my nephew to log into our show. He likes to text me all day long. But, yeah, like L.A. was saying, you know, we're going to be doing some big things in 2010. I'm so excited. You know, it's going to involve a variety of people. You know, we're having meetings and just really, you know, plotting and planning. We have this great vision. We're not just jumping out there. We're thinking it through. You know, a lot of people, you know, have this vision but don't think it all the way through. And L.A., you know, with the two of us, we're very different in personalities and all of that. But with that, you know, we create this very strong bond. And so, you know, we've got some things that are, that you'll be seeing, you know, honestly, shortly after the first year. I was going to bring Travis on the line, and he hung up. I'm so, so sad because I wanted Travis to talk about what he's doing. He honestly is the first author that I reviewed. For those of you that don't know, I'm a minority book reviewer, and Travis V.P. Fox out of Philadelphia is the first book I ever read for review. It's called Poison Ivy. The next book that he'll be coming out with this coming year, I'm just so honored. It actually has some of my family's names in the book as characters, so I'm so excited about that. And hopefully Travis will come back so we can talk to him at some point about the projects that are going on with him and with K. Smith Entertainment. But anyway, let's see. We've only got a few minutes left, so maybe we should play some more tracks.
Sure. Get it in. Let's get it in.
Okay.
Get it in.
This hour went by fast, L.A.
That's okay. That means we just have to do more shows. That's all that means. That's all that means. Ain't nothing.
Okay, so I'm sitting here trying to see what I should play. I'm going to go ahead and play a track by a group out of Seattle also. It's a track, it's a group that my son is affiliated with called Soul Hop. Well, I call it Soul Hop. They are Mike Mack and Harlem, and this song is called Look Into My Eyes.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see? Can you see the HIP, show clean.
Yeah.
Look into my eyes.
Yeah.
Tell me what you see.
Yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me?
Yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see?
Yeah.
Can you see the HIP, HOP?
Listen, yo. You can see it in my eyes, I'm on the right road. Flow hotter than lava, the beat is so ice cold. I'm on a fast pace, and everybody's behind me, so I probably get to break the tape on the last race and set the crowd off. And you gave it your all, so there ain't nothing wrong with taking a proud loss. Cause I would keep it going, and I would keep training, and I would keep it flowing, cause losing ain't entertaining. And I'm an entertainer, to be an entertainment, you gotta stand out.
Why?
To prevent containment, cause if they get you, they got you. But if you away from the aim crowd, it'd be easy for them to spot you. And I'm like an abandoned boat in the ocean. Even though I ain't spotted yet, I'm still here floating. And my drive can be bruised but never broken. I'm hoping you just listen and keep your ears open.
Look into my eyes,
yeah.
Tell me what you see.
Yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me?
Yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see?
Yeah.
Can you see the HIP, HOP?
Yeah.
Look into my eyes,
yeah.
Tell me what you see.
Yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me?
Yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see?
Yeah.
Can you see the HIP, HOP?
Yo. Take a look, you can see the determination. You can see that I'm hungry, I'm starving to be the greatest. Can you see the struggle? I'm striving to finally make it. My destiny's in the making, I'm ready to finally take it.
Let me take it with my many wishes to make it in the game. And the flow is plenty vicious, my attitude's the same. Plus I had many misses, and I don't see why not. If a blind Eskimo man can catch many fishes,
unless the pond's empty,
and yeah, it's all tempting
to jump in head first
with no guard with me.
I see the prize,
it's all with in arm reach.
We all students,
we all teachers,
we all teach.
You getting saved by the bell,
man, we all screech.
You do stain in the white sand,
we all bleach.
You can look into our eyes and trust,
this is hip hop.
Come see eye to eye with
look
us.
Into my eyes,
yeah.
Tell me what you see.
Yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me?
Yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see?
Yeah.
Can you see the HIP, HOP?
Yeah.
Look into my eyes,
yeah.
Tell me what you see.
Yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me?
Yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see?
Yeah.
Can you see the HIP, HOP?
That was Look Into My Eyes by Mike Mack and Harlem. They call their music style Soul Hop. And let me tell you, they are not even 21 years old yet, so I'm real proud of them. Okay, L.A., we just got a minute left.
Oh, shut it out. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Okay.
Get the plug. Get the plug in.
They're saying 90 seconds in my ears. So anyway, I want to thank everybody that came out to the Mosaic Show tonight and everybody that listens to the show in the archives. Again, if you want to reach us or have your tracks be heard or to be featured, email us at themosaicshow206@gmail.com. Please go check out our website at www.flavanews.com. Also, we have a social network that is www.flavanews.ning.com. So, again, we appreciate you all coming out tonight. Please log in to our show on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which makes it to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, L.A., do you want to say anything right quick?
Yes, y'all. I want to say big ups to all my family, all my peeps, all my people down in Louisiana, P-Town, Plaquemines. That's where I'm from, so I can't forget the home front, the original Louisiana, all day, every day, everybody down there. Big ups. I love y'all. Still in my thoughts and my prayers every day. Everybody, all my friends up here in the 206 that, you know, have grown over the time, I just thank you for holding me down and making the 206 a home away from home. Like I say, I'm a transplant that's growing any weather. L.A., we out. One love.